Roles. People play in agency relationships, client or customer. In the past, real estate brokers primarily represented only the seller of a property in a transaction. Buyers were generally not represented and were regarded as customers of the brokerage firm. The distinction between a customer and a client is crucial to understanding agency relationships. The broker has a fiduciary duty to represent the best interest of a client. When dealing with a customer, the broker has duties of disclosure, honesty, fairness, and competency. A broker works for a client. A broker works with a customer. This distinction determines the level of service that a client would anticipate versus a customer. Buyers are increasingly discovering the benefits of being represented in a purchase and often choose to become clients by entering into an agency agreement with the broker. Consider the following scenarios. A potential buyer calls or visits a real estate office seeking information regarding a property the firm has listed. A seller calls an agent to schedule a listing appointment. An agent holds an open house and discusses the home's features with several visitors. Each caller is in a customer relationship with the firm at this point because no agency relationship has been created. The license holder's objective in each case will be to turn these customers into clients if they are to move forward into a possible transaction. The initial relationship with all potential buyers and sellers is a customer. The individual remains a customer until he or she enters into an agency agreement. A seller becomes a client by entering into a listing agreement with the broker. A buyer becomes a client by entering into a buyer representation agreement with the broker. The relationship, customer or client, determines the level of service the agent can provide. The parties to a real estate transaction play a variety of roles. The following terms provide a better understanding of agency relationships and the responsibilities of the parties involved. License holder is a person licensed by the Texas Real Estate Commission to act as a broker or sales agent in a real estate transaction. Agent. An agent is a broker who represents a seller, landlord, buyer, or tenant, or a sales agent or broker license holders who represent the broker with whom they are associated. Subagent. A license holder not associated with the seller's broker, but who is representing the seller through a cooperative agreement, often through membership in a multiple listing service, or MLS, with the seller's broker. Cooperative broker. A broker selling the listing of another broker. A cooperative broker may complete the transaction as a sub-agent of the listing broker, or may represent the buyers under an agency agreement. He or she is also known as the other broker. Broker license holder. An individual holding a broker's license issued by TREC. Brokers may act independently in conducting real estate transactions or may engage other broker or sales agent license holders to represent them in the conduct of their real estate business. Sales agent license holder. An individual holding a license issued by TREC, an agent of the sponsoring broker. He or she may conduct business only through his or her sponsoring broker. Broker associate. A broker associated with and conducting all of his or her business as an agent of another broker. Sales associate. A sales agent or broker license holder associated with and conducting business as an agent of his or her sponsoring broker. Seller's agent. A broker representing the seller in a real estate transaction, also referred to as a seller's broker, listing broker, or listing agent. Buyer's agent. A broker representing the buyer in a real estate transaction, also referred to as a buyer's broker, selling broker, or selling agent. Landlord's agent. A broker representing a landlord in a real estate transaction. Tenant's agent. A broker representing a tenant in a real estate transaction. Client. A person, sometimes called a principal, who engages the professional advice or services of another, called an agent, and whose interests are protected by the specific duties and loyalties of an agency relationship. Many of these duties are outlined in a listing or buyer-tenant representation agreement. Customer, a person who receives limited brokerage services without establishing an agency relationship. License holders should always be aware of their duties to the people with whom they are working. License holders have two levels of responsibility: public responsibility and fiduciary responsibility. Public responsibility is are the duties to customers, third parties, in a transaction. Honesty, disclosure of material facts. Handle all funds with care, and to be responsible for written or oral statements. Fiduciary responsibilities are the duties to a client. Put the interests of the client first. Give full disclosure to the client. Advice and opinions in addition to disclosing all pertinent facts, both material and other. Exhibit trust and honesty. Exercise good business judgment. Be loyal to the principal. Be competent